think about the reason he was there. The bodyguards weren't really necessary, she thought, considering all the law enforcement professionals in her family. Of her six brothers, two were FBI agents, one was a federal attorney, one was a Navy SEAL in training, one was a cop, and the youngest, Zachary, was in college and hadn't yet decided which side of the law looked more appealing to him. Also standing at the altar would be Noah Claiborne, a close friend of the family, and yet another FBI agent. The agents assigned to her father didn't care how many others there were. Their job was clearly defined, and they wouldn't be distracted by the celebration. Jordan finally decided that they were a comfort, not a hindrance, and she should focus on the wedding and stop worrying. She spotted one of her brothers slowly making his way toward the back of the church. It was Alec, Dylan's best man. She smiled as she watched him approach. Alec had gone all out for the wedding. He worked undercover, but he'd cut his hair for the occasion, an impressive consideration on his part, to be sure. His job usually required that he dress and look like a deranged serial killer. Jordan had barely recognized him when he arrived at the rehearsal the night before. Now Alec stopped to speak to one of the bodyguards. She waved to get his attention and motioned for him to step out to the vestibule. As the door closed behind him, she asked in a whisper, "Why aren't we starting? It's time." "Dylan sent me back to tell Kate that we'll start in a couple of minutes," he answered. Alec's collar was partially inverted, and she reached up to fix it. "Your collar's folded over," she said before he could ask. "Quit squirming." When she had finished with the collar and straightened his tie, she stepped back. Alec cleaned up nice, she thought. The funny thing was, Reagan, his wife, loved him however he looked. Love did weird things to people, Jordan decided. "Is Kate worried that Dylan will take off?" Alec asked with a glint in his eye that told her he was joking. They were only a couple of minutes late now. "Not really," Jordan answered. "She left 5 minutes ago." He shook his head. "Not funny," he said, grinning. "I've got to get back."
"Wait, you still haven't explained why we're waiting. Is something wrong?"
"Stop worrying. Nothing's wrong."
He was about to go back inside, but suddenly stopped.
"Jordan?"
"Yes?"
"You look nice."
It would have been a lovely compliment from a brother who never gave compliments if Alec himself hadn't looked so surprised by his observation. She was about to return the favor when the outer church doors flew open and Noah Claiborne came rushing inside, tying his tie. The man never failed to make a strong impression. Women loved him, and Jordan had to admit she could understand his appeal. Tall, athletic, outgoing, handsome, he was a man's man and a woman's fantasy. His sandy blonde hair was always slightly in need of a trim, and his piercing blue eyes sparkled with mischief whenever he gave one of his devilish grins.
"Am I late?"
he asked.
"No, it's good," Alec said. "Okay, Jordan, we can start now."
"Where have you been?" she asked Noah, exasperated. Rather than answering, he gave her a quick once-over, smiled, and followed Alec inside. Jordan felt like throwing her hands up. He'd been with a woman, she decided. The man was incorrigible. She should have been peeved, but instead she laughed. To be that free, that uninhibited, Jordan couldn't imagine what that would feel like. But Noah certainly knew the feeling. Jordan hurried back to the waiting room, pushed the door open, and said, "It's time." Kate motioned for Jordan to come to her.
"What was the holdup?" she asked.
"Noah. He just got here. If I had to guess, I'd say he was with a woman."
"That's not a guess," Kate whispered. "It's a given. I had no idea what a playboy he was until I saw it for myself. He disappeared from the rehearsal dinner last night with three of my bridesmaids, and all three looked like they hadn't slept when they got to the church this morning."
Jordan crossed her arms as she looked around the room, trying to decide which of the bridesmaids had disappeared with Noah.
"Shame on him," she remarked.
"Oh, it wasn't all his fault," Kate replied. "They went willingly." Kate's Aunt Nora announced that they weren't going anywhere until they heard the trumpets, and then she began to line everyone up. Kate motioned Jordan closer.